From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Television celebrity Bear Grylls is the keynote speaker at today's induction ceremony of the 2022 honorees for the new Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. Joining us by Skype for a preview is Chairman Mike Schmitz, the former mayor of Dothan. He talks about philanthropy, his love of adventure sports, and the importance of recognizing those who contribute to both. Chairman Mike Schmitz, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you.
I call you Chairman Mike Schmitz because you are the chairman of the Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. Now, many of your listeners remember you as mayor of Dothan, and I want to congratulate you because today is the big day for what?
It is. So we're having our Alabama Sports Adventure Hall of Fame, our first inductees tonight, and so it's a real exciting time.
Now, Chairman Schmitz, after your stint in politics as mayor of Dothan, you seem to follow that stint with a commitment to public service and philanthropy. So how did you do that?
Well, first of all, I started serving long before I ran for mayor. So it's been in my heart. The way I grew up, my family taught me we're all in this together and we all need to work together to make it a better community. So I've been blessed to do that, and I actually get more out of it than I give. So I've been doing that a long time, and being mayor from 2009 to October 2017, you learn a lot. You think you know a lot when you live in a community, but as mayor, I was able to really see our whole community and folks that need help that we don't know about. So God has blessed me, so I hope to continue to be involved.
Your other life is that of an adventurer. Can you tell us some of the things you've done?
I started a long time ago. I'm an old guy, so I started a long time ago when I saw Ironman Hawaii on TV. An Ironman is triathlon. It's swim, bike, and run. You swim 2.4 miles, you bike 112 miles, and then you run a marathon, 26.1 miles. So it's a race, which I never raced. I'm a finisher. God created me to finish and let everyone else look better. But I started doing triathlons. And then when I became mayor, I couldn't put in that time to train. So I started hiking and climbing mountains. And I've done Mount Kilimanjaro. I've done what they call the El Camino, which is 800 kilometers, 500 mile hike through Spain and France of the Pyrenees Mountains. 2 years ago, I went up to 18,000 feet on Mount Everest. I actually had a heart attack on Mount Everest, so that was an exciting adventure, but I've recovered from that and done well. But I swam from Alcatraz to the Golden Gate Bridge. A few years ago, there was four past chairmen of the Dothan Chamber of Commerce, and four of us rode our bicycles from L.A. or Los Angeles cross-country 3,000 miles to Savannah, Georgia, to raise money for a local children's home, which is Wiregrass Children's Home. And I've been involved in the children's home for 30 years. It's my heart. So we raised about $100,000 for that. So those are a few of the things I guess I've done.
With all of the attention paid to team sports in this country and halls of fame, when did you decide it was high time to pay more attention to adventure sports?
Well, I think it started a long time ago. Like you said, participating in the Ironman and some of the hiking and mountain climbing I've done is we have the Hall of Fame for all the, you know, coaches and baseball players and football players. But how about the person that, you know, works 50, 60 hours a week? They have a family, they're trying to make a living, but yet they dedicate themselves. Like one of our inductees is a manager of a restaurant here. He works 70 hours a week. He gets up at 2:30 a.m. to do what he does, and he has set national records, and he lives in Dothan, and people don't know about it. So my heart has been to celebrate people who have done not just adventures, but have done community events that have changed our community. For example, Melinda McClendon and her son, Buck. Buck is a special needs young man, and she decided that he needed what they call a miracle field, which allows people from all disabilities be able to play baseball. And she was my neighbor. She's an everyday, hardworking woman and has a family. And she decided the world needed to have this, or Dothan needed to have this. And she went out, introduced Buck, and got that done. And we built not only the miracle field, which affects over 13,000 folks in the Wiregrass, then you got the miracle playground, which allows everyone to play together, whether you're disabled or not. And she changed our community. So these folks need to be recognized and be in the Hall of Fame. So that's what we're doing.
Now, today at the induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame honorees, you have a special keynote speaker. Who is it?
So Bear Grylls. He's world renowned. He is an adventurer. He's from England, and he was part of the Special Forces in Great Britain, and he started this adventure TV show, and he takes celebrities out into the wilderness and challenges them. So he's actually one of the top speakers in the world. So to have him for our event, we're really excited.
Now, you have, at last count, about 15 inductees. So if your listeners want to find out about the feats of these inductees, where can they go to find that list?
So we have a website. It's Alabama Sports Adventure Hall of Fame. So if you go there, you'll get a list of the inductees. And we're still working on putting all their, like you said, feats or things that they have done that's just extraordinary. And I think if you do it, you'll really be surprised and inspired by these people. And some of them may be your neighbors, and you wouldn't know what they've done. So go to Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. That's our website, and you'll find out all about them and hopefully be excited about it.
And as a footnote, I have noticed that you are busy encouraging young people to get active outside.
Exactly. I think, and this could be generational, but I don't think it is. I think God created this incredible world, and I appreciate our technology and the internet and all the things we do and all the games and even virtual reality, which is coming out. But that's not outside, breathing this fresh air, feeling the wind, riding your bike, hiking. And the millennials really want more walking and biking trails. So hopefully we'll continue to do that. But we need our kids outside.
Well, you have inspired us today, Chairman Mike Schmitz of the Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. Congratulations on getting this off the ground, because as you pointed out, it will inspire others to do likewise. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to add for the listeners?
No, I just appreciate you and sharing what we're doing. And I really believe we live in this extraordinary community, and we need to tell the stories. So thank you for being part of that.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Joining us by Skype was Mike Schmitz, the former mayor of Dothan and the chairman of the new Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. To learn more about the organization and its inaugural class of inductees, visit the website alabamasportsandadventure.com. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.